First Committee, Budget, Capital, and Personnel Committee, Jim Dennis.
Thank you. Let me first put up Resolution B, which was revised in your, in my folder, changes in positions, various departments. And if you look at line 12, it's 1.0 MV examiner from, it was created at 30, it says 35 on the sheet, it is 37.5. And that was the only change there is to that, and I would move that.
All right, packet page 36, moved by Jim, seconded by Mike. Tell us again, Jim?
It's, on the original, it was 35 hours, it is 37.5.
And the line in the resolution?
Line 12.
Okay.
It's blank. Line 12 is blank on my copy.
Yeah, mine too.
Well,
What position is it?
I'm sorry. It's motor vehicle examiner, white collar grade.
Line 11.
Well, it's 12 on mine.
That's a revise.
White collar grade 8, job code 505, created at 35 hours per week. On the paper, it's 37.5.
Jim, yours says revised, so it moved everything down
the
line.
It does say.
Okay. All right, so that is the change. Is there any discussion?
No other change.
All in favor, please raise your hand. Ten. Any opposed? So that's unanimous, and we have a couple of AWOLs. Okay.
let me just talk about our last meeting that we had with all the rezos that were on in the consent agenda we did at that point. And we also had a small discussion about the salary for legislators for the next term, which would begin in 2014. And Mike had a proposal or two. I had a proposal. We talked about a bunch of different things, but we did not decide on anything at this point about what the proposals should be. But I will say this, that all the proposals that were brought forth, two by Mike, one by me, would not have any new money involved for 2014. In fact, it would have less money because of the fact there's one less legislator as we move to 2014. A second discussion, very short, that we will begin on is a target fund balance number. We now have a 5% target fund balance number. I have listened to you. I have seen your emails. I have talked with Joe and David, and it makes sense that we might want to move our target fund balance to 10% as we move forward. It helps us out in a variety of ways, and some of which David has said to us before. So that's an ongoing discussion. We will get some information from administration and David as we move forward, but I can promise you that within at least a couple more meetings, we will bring something back here on both issues, one on the salary, two on the fund balance, Jim. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Jim. But you've also got a date change on your meeting for December?
Yes, it is the 17th. At 3:30.
Okay.
Because no one wanted to come on Christmas Eve.
Right. And that had been our meeting date with Congressman Tom Reed. So we're changing that. We're still looking at a date for that. So y'all have a spot in your budget. You can go in your calendar. You can go to the budget meeting instead. Any questions for Jim?
So,
I'm sorry.
Dooley pulled up E.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. Okay.
Oh, yeah, right. Dooley, you had a question on E?
Yes.
And I believe that is the one that allows the county or the department director of finance to make year-end transfer appropriation budget adjustments as required. What could you possibly be asking?
I want him to do that, but the wording puzzled me because it says he's required to clear credit balances So I wondered what happened if there were debit balances. That was all.
David?
Well, I was asking you, but that's fine.
I'm not going to presume to know as much as David.
Really, we transfer those to clear the credit balances generally. So
I'm sorry?
The debit balances sometimes are used to offset the credit balances. So it doesn't specifically say clear debit balances.
So you're allowed to carry over debit balances but not credit balances?
Well, a debit balance would be unexpended funds, and that constitutes rollover. But in the case of, you say, like a Department of Social Services, which has a program, child care, that has exceeded its authorizations, but safety net has debit balances, then you'd move money from the credit the debit balances to offset the credit balances before you'd resort to having to go to fund balance.
I guess the use of the word credit and debit is the opposite of
the way I thought your question was going to end up being why does it say 2013 because it's 2012. But the actual transactions, this action takes place in 2013.
You have to do it after, yes.
I'd like to move this resolution.
All right, second by Brian. Any other discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. That's unanimous. All right, any questions for Jim?
Yes, Jim, can you repeat when is the budget meeting?
I'm sorry?
When is the budget meeting?
December 17th at 3:30.
3:30?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Next committee, Public Safety Committee, Peter Stein, Chair.
Yeah, there are a couple of resolutions in your red jacket there. The first is Resolution I for India, appropriation from contingent fund, terminal pay, jail. And I'd like to move that.
Second by Leslin. Discussion? Need a short form roll call.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes.
Anyone going to wish to be recorded as no? That's unanimous. J, Peter?
Okay, and J, appropriation from contingent fund terminal pay jail. I'd like to move that.
Seconded by Brian. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyone wish to be recorded as no? That's unanimous.
And very briefly, we have our December meeting tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I think there will be a couple of very interesting discussions at the meeting. One involves an analysis that has been done by the Sheriff's Office, assisted by Kevin, to address the question, is crime going up in the county or not? And there will be much information given to answer that question. And the second is, as you know, we've had a consultant that came to examine our communications center, and the consultant has written a report and made several suggestions, and Lee Shurtleff will discuss those suggestions and say what it is we're going to do to carry them out. So I think both of those are important and interesting issues. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, Peter. Any questions? Thank you. Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee, Leslin McBean, Claire Bourne, Chair.
I'm going to ask my colleague Pat Pryor, because I couldn't stay for the meeting. I was very ill, to give the report first. They kicked me out.
Yeah, we missed you. And I hope you feel better.
I do, thank you.
Workforce Development Inclusion Committee met, and we spent a considerable amount of time talking about the proposed reading and discussion program that we're working on. There were several applications for the scholar facilitator for the program, and we were able to identify one person among those applications who will be invited to be the scholar facilitator for that program. So we felt like that was a very successful outreach. Work on the grant is proceeding very well at this point and should be finalized by sometime next week and ready for submission, which is good because the deadline is next week. That's about it. So.
Thank you, Pat. Any questions?
Not a question, but I do want to say quickly that WDIC also has a change in meeting time for December. Because nobody wants to meet on Christmas Day. And it's December 12th at 3:30.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Leslin. And I would say Public Safety and PDEC also have to look at their January meetings. I think your January meetings are set to be January 2nd or something, so I'm sure you'll do that. Thank you, Leslin. Facilities and Infrastructure Committee, Dooley Kiefer, Vice Chair. I'm sorry, I missed Frank. You want to go ahead, Dooley, or wait for...
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Dooley.
Just come back.
The Facilities and Infrastructure Committee is meeting this Friday at 9:45. That's okay. The end of my story.
Okay, thank you. And Health and Human Services, Frank Proto, Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Health Committee will meet next Tuesday at 3:30 at its regular time. That's the 11th. I'm hoping that we'll have some feel for the Medicaid and Medicare discussion that's going on at the federal level right now as to how that may translate into coverage. There was some discussion about that. Martha alluded to it before. Other than that, the committee was polled today with regard to the member file resolution that you've added to the agenda tonight regarding the hydraulic fracturing, so that the committee is advising support of the resolution. We were anticipating that the Board of Health would have already acted, but because their meeting is next week, and Martha indicated that the issue is time sensitive, we wanted to get it on the agenda for this evening. Other than that, no report.
Thank you, Frank. Any questions? All right, Capital Plan Review Committee, Mike Lane, Chair.
No additional report other than the presentation we had tonight.
Right. I assume there are no questions. Government Operations Committee, Dooley Kiefer, Chair.
The Government Operations Committee meets a week from this Friday at 9:30. The resolution that you passed setting the organizational meeting date had a little bit of discussion. It was more interesting than usual. The guidelines say that we can have an organizational meeting anywhere up to and including January 8th, which is a Tuesday. Ordinarily, we would meet on the first Tuesday, but that is New Year's Day. So the next thought is to move it one day ahead, which would be Wednesday. But then our meeting could not be televised because City Council has locked in first dibs on Wednesday television. So we chose Thursday to recommend to the legislature. It was one of our more interesting discussions. I don't think...
excuse me, Peter. Would you please take that outside? Peter?
Peter.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dooley.
GO will be including in its packet for its meeting in December a lot of background information on legislative salaries, as we've done in previous years. And we'll be getting around to making a recommendation also.
And Joe sent around the NYSAC summary today, which I thought was very interesting.
Well, we've had that before, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of parallelism between Tompkins and the obvious counties that we get compared with.
Okay.
But it is interesting to look at.
Any questions for Dooley? Pat?
Could you please just one more time, Dooley, confirm the date of our December meeting? make sure I have it correct in my calendar.
I don't have my calendar out. It's a week from this Friday. It's the 14th.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
At what time?
It's always at 9:30.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions for Julie? Peter?
Yeah, I'm sorry to have my cell phone ring, but it was a highly placed government official asking me to announce that on the 17th at 10:30, there's a special meeting of F&I to talk about Pine Tree Road in the old jail.
Okay. I'm sorry, when?
December 17th at 10:30 in the old jail.
About Pine Tree Road. Could I ask somebody to show you how it goes on vibrate in the future?
You could, but I think I know how to.
Okay, well, let's try to do that. All right, any questions for Dooley on government operations?
No, but I'll apologize to the highly placed government official for neglecting to mention that.
All right, Brian, is your hand up?
I'd love for it to be, but no.
Okay, moving right along. Planning, Development, Environmental Quality Committee, Will Burbank, Chair.
Thank you, Martha. Our meeting will be tomorrow at 3:30, and we have a number of interesting agenda items, as always, and we will be considering changing the meeting date for January. So, committee members, you should consider whether we could meet the following week, which is, I think, the 9th, and we'll have to check about room availability. Stay tuned, and that concludes my report.
Any questions for Will? All right, thank you. Broadband Committee, Pat Pryor, Chair.
Yes, thank you. The Broadband Committee met on November 26th. We had a special guest at our meeting. Ken Schlatter from Cornell Cooperative Extension was there to share some information with us about an organizational model that he's familiar with, which helped with funding for a particular project that he's working on. Helped us get into a very good discussion about possibilities of what we can do if the funding doesn't come through for the REDC grant, and giving us some ideas about alternatives to try to find a way to fund broadband expansion. And I was also appreciative of the fact that Jonathan could be there at that meeting too, because his perspective was certainly very helpful also. The other thing that we talked about is we have identified what we call the four A's when we talk about broadband expansion. We talk about access. Most of the time that we have spent working on this, we have actually spent talking about access, because that's fundamental. If you don't have access, nothing else really matters. So that's really been our primary focus. But early on in our discussions, we had also identified affordability, awareness, and adoption as being three equally important A's, assuming that people have access to a good, robust broadband connection. Then we want to do everything we can to make sure it's going to be able to be affordable, to make sure that people are aware of the possibilities of a broadband connection. It's for some people. They may not understand all the different ways that they could use and how it could be helpful. And especially if there are families who have children in the home, we want to make sure that they're aware of the advantages to young people of having an in-home connection. And all of those things can lead to a higher rate of adoption, which is important not only to us but to service providers, because that's how they make their money. So we want to encourage a high rate of adoption. So the second part of our meeting, we spent a considerable amount of time talking again about the topic of awareness and education. And while we're waiting to find out what's happening with our grant application, I think we're going to focus some more time on that. We also heard informally that it sounds as if the decision on the grants is probably going to be put off until after the first of the year, because it seems that everybody in Albany is focused on working on the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. So we're not looking for a quick answer at this point. That's about it.
Thank you very much, Pat. I was wondering about that. So any questions for Pat? All right, thank you. We do not have minutes from the last meeting, but we have Resolution K. And before we start, I realized when I talked about the press conference yesterday, elected officials, I didn't actually say what it was for. And the point of it was to say pretty much this, that we, that's in the resolution here, that we find actually a little beyond that, that the comment period as set out for the whole process as set out by DEC seems completely backwards, that the regulations are being set up for comments before they finalize the basic document, the SGEIS, and they've said that they're going to finish the health review before they finalize the SGEIS. So all this, the regulations are being put forth, I think, just as a legal placeholder, because they've also said the process, there was so much reaction in terms, there's so much confusion about what these regulations meant, why were they issuing them last week, that the DEC spokesman over the weekend, Emily DeSantis, issued a clarification. And she said, well, if we decide that fracking is, that can be done safely in New York, then we would actually revise these regulations based on the health review that's going to be done, which isn't finished yet. But if we decide that it's based on the health review, that we can't do it safely, then these regulations won't mean anything because we won't be going ahead. So basically, they kind of said these regulations are relevant, but we need to comment on them anyway. It's very important that people examine what's in there and take the time, and it would be highly desirable if the public were actually given the time rather than have this done over in 30 days over the holidays. And so I was very pleased when I heard from Frank and Liz Cameron that that this resolution was in the works with the Board of Health, and I'm glad that you brought it here. So you want to go ahead and make the motion?
I'll move Resolution K, and then I have a comment.
Seconded by Pat. All right, go ahead, Frank.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Thanks, Pat. The last Thursday, some of us were a little surprised. The revised regs were the most quietly released revisions that were known to man. And I think that annoyed some of us, too. And Martha's already mentioned that the comment period falls right through the holiday period. Regardless of which holiday you're going to observe, it straddles all of them. And it really doesn't permit anybody an opportunity, particularly with all the interest that not only this board has had, but our advisory groups, the Water Resources Council, the Board of Health, which is sort of an advisory group but an official one, the EMC. Nobody's going to have a chance or would have had a chance to really react. At any rate, the Board of Health started to put together a resolution. Liz Cameron was pretty active in getting that going. We were under the impression that the Board of Health was meeting today. And what we found out, Frank Krupa clarified it, that they're not really meeting until next Tuesday. But as Martha said, there's a time sensitivity to getting this done. I immediately, as chairman of the Water Resources Council, reformed reactivated with Liz Cameron and Marjorie Rinaldo Lee's help. We revived our review committee that did the DGIS. And Marjorie's going to chair that group this time around. We already have a letter drafted from that group to Joe Martens, which will come up at our meeting on the 17th. But we thought it was important to get this out, particularly with what Martha just mentioned about the health review. there have been so, there were so many comments regarding the health or lack of review on the health regs that we wanted to get that into the resolution. So at any rate, with Martha's help and all of you, we did not have time to formally pass this at a health committee. We no longer have the ability to poll committee members. It's inappropriate to vote that way. So that's why this resolution simply says on advisement of the health committee members. We polled the committee members and we got permission to bring this forward. Having said all that, in reviewing Dooley's, the resolution that Dooley brought forward or will bring forward or perhaps is suggesting, she has some wording in here that I would probably not object to adding to Resolution K. The fifth whereas in Dooley's resolution begins on line 21. It's the one, Dooley, you pointed out to me during the break. I wouldn't have any objection, but I'd like to hear comments from the rest of you, to adding that to just insert it as the fifth whereas in Resolution K. But I would defer to the seconder on that if Pat has had a chance to review it. Anyway.
So if Dooley were to make that amendment.
Just make it friendly.
You could make a friendly amendment to that, which
sure.
would be
I mean,
much
he
appreciated.
He's moved it. I mean, I guess somebody else has to move to amend it, and he could say, yes, that's friendly. Dooley, do you want to?
When he finishes talking, was going to make a suggestion.
I'm done.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So are you finished? You're done?
Yeah.
Okay. Dooley?
Yeah, there are three things I would like to address, and that's certainly one of them. The boldface language that Frank just mentioned on beginning on line 21 in the resolution I have on with my name is not addressed in the one that Frank submitted, and it's appropriate to add it. So I would move to add that and be happy if you accept it as friendly.
So with that?
Are you referring to the fifth whereas?
Mm-hmm.
I would accept that as friendly. Pat, you seconded it. Is that okay?
Okay, good. That's accepted.
The other thing that I had done, taking the Board of Health draft, that I also received because I'm on the Water Resources Council small group that looks at all this stuff too, is to reverse the order of the second and third whereases. It seemed more logical to me, and that's all that does is reverse the order of them. It indicates in the first whereas what the EC has issued, and the second whereas they've also released draft regulations, and the third one says they've established a 30-day time period. So it just seemed more logical to me. That's another one I offer you as friendly.
Do you understand? So, Frank, she would take the third whereas and move it up one so that becomes the second whereas.
Okay, so that's not the same as the proposal in your resolution.
Yes, it is. I was explaining the difference between
okay,
the two.
Well, the wording is not the same. I won't. That one is not friendly.
Yeah, Dool, you've changed words in here.
I didn't change anything substantive. When you change the order of things, you have to change some words. That's all. The other one I wanted to mention, I said there were three, has to do with the final whereas.
Mm-hmm.
And there, what seemed really good to me was what was added by, I don't know who, to the original draft that was given to the Board of Health, and that's the reference to the open meetings law, which is what makes the problem for all the municipal entities that may want to comment. And so instead of making it specific to the health department, I got rid of that first line and said, due to the open meetings law, which eliminates or severely hinders the ability of any municipal, regulatory, or advisory organization, and then I put in two examples, one regulatory and one advisory, the Board of Health and the EMC. So that's the difference in that one, and I offer you that as friendly because it's more
generic, I think. And lastly...
So why don't we... is that friendly, Frank?
No.
Nothing.
Okay.
Lastly, I had struck out the first resolved upon advisement because I did not understand what had happened. And I have no objection to that now that Frank has explained to the group what happened. So there were just really three changes.
Okay.
At this point, the only one that's accepted as friendly is Dooley's fifth whereas on line 21 to be inserted as the fifth whereas in Resolution K. Okay.
So I will move to amend the last whereas because I think it's a more generic statement.
Is there a second? Second by Pam.
Would you like me to explain again why, or did everyone understand
it? Does anybody have any questions about that? Frank?
Yeah, I would draw your attention to the amount of time that the folks on the Water Resources Council have put in, and I know Dooley indicated that she sits on that in that group, and I think the way Liz Cameron and Marjorie worked on the original resolution with that whereas, I think, is perfectly adequate.
The issue, I think, Frank, is that they were working on that for the Board of Health, which made perfect sense.
And the Water Resources Council.
Right, but the legislature has a broader, you know, broader set of organizations that we respond to. And this also suggests, for example, that TCOG, if this went to TCOG, other municipalities are essentially covered by the way this is framed.
Well, I think it's a little bit of unfortunate that only the Environmental Management Council is used. The Board of Health is not a problem because they are the ones that we're trying to work with. But to mention the Environmental Management Council, particularly since Dooley sits on the review committee of the WRC for this particular issue, I think is a little insulting.
Okay, may I speak to that?
To those.
If you want to substitute the Water Resources Council, that's fine. But the reason I put the EMC in is because they are also advisory, and I knew the Water Resources Council had already written a really good letter, which will go to the WRC. And I don't, so
I would
that's
say no problem adding both, you know, adding our,
well, but,
all right.
But Martha,
Peter,
I think.
All right, let me give Peter a shot.
I want to call a question on this debate, on this particular amendment.
Okay. All right, remind me. So Pam seconded Dooley's suggestion. Okay. All right, all in favor of calling the question on the amendment, please raise your hand. Three. Opposed? Nine. So that fails. Discussion can continue. So is there any problem with putting the Tompkins County, such as the Tompkins County Board of Health, the Tompkins County Water Resources Council, and the Tompkins County Environmental Management Council? Would that be reasonable?
That's reasonable. Sure.
Frank?
Yeah, just to continue the discussion, if you look at the now the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the seventh whereas in Resolution K, which now seven includes the one that we added as friendly, it refers to the Tompkins County Board of Health and then goes on to say similar regulatory or advisory organizations without highlighting any particular one in the county because inevitably we'll forget one. And I think that was the intent of making this. And if there's anything that makes it broad, it would be that also could include TCOG as an advisory organization without listing them individually. So that's why I didn't accept that as a friendly amendment.
I dare say many more departments than the health department are going to be affected by these regulations.
Yeah,
so.
It was beginning that with the health department. I thought that it was a mistake to zero in on just our health department.
Which is perfectly appropriate when it was going to the Board of Health. Okay,
and it should be. Yeah.
Right. Pat?
It just seems to me that the language, the way it was written in K and submitted to us, is sufficient to cover any organization because of that language that you just pointed out that says similar regulatory or advisory organizations. And I don't see why we need to, wordsmith this to the point that we're trying to do. I think we could just accept it the way it is, and it would cover any of those organizations.
Anything else?
Okay. So, if we're going to vote on this, I want to make clear that the reference to the Tompkins County Health Department and other local health departments is recommended to be struck, and you just go directly to, due to the open meetings law requirement, it severely hinders the ability of any municipal, regulatory, or advisory organizations. And if you'd rather not include any examples, that's okay with me. If you want to include the Tompkins County Board of Health and the Water Resources Council as the examples, that's also okay.
The point is not to start that whereas with the health, focus on the health
department.
That's
right. It should be more, it should be broader than that. That's the point.
Pat?
I'd just like to have a little clarification, please. So we're voting now on the proposed amendment. Is that correct?
Right.
So if we want to keep the language as it was originally proposed, we would vote no on this. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Medulli is offering that basically the only thing to change would be taking the Tompkins County Health Department, take that all out to the by the proposed regulations, sort of line and a half, and leave the rest of it as it is. Right, Dooley?
No, that's not what she's...
No, she's now proposing another alternative without formally moving that.
You have to take out the reference to the County Board of Health in line 30 also to match the one in line 27.
Okay, well, let's just do the amendment that you had, which is what you see on L, with the addition after Tompkins County Board of Health, with the addition of the Tompkins County Water Resources Council.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So all in favor of that amendment, please raise your hand. Opposed. Six to five, but Jim, I think you raised your hand at the end. Was it 7-5?
No, I was in the first group.
So it's 7-5, but we still need 8 to pass anything. Okay. Okay, any other discussion or anything else?
I had suggested reversing the second and third whereas is the way I had done it, so I'll offer that as an amendment.
Is there a second for that one? Sure. Pam seconds that. Discussion.
This is my problem with logic and editing.
All in favor of that change, please raise your hand. Opposed? 4-8. That one fails. All right. Any other suggestions, changes, discussion?
Is Nate expected?
Not for another 45 minutes. All right. Then I guess we're ready to vote on the main motion, Resolution K. All in favor of Resolution K as amended, please raise your hand. That's unanimous. All right. Put your hand up, Jim. Okay. All right, then. Is there any other business? What? No, we never put L on the floor. I'm sorry, we have a motion that we put... Okay, L was on the floor, so then I guess I would ask to withdraw it, or do you want it to be voted on it as well?
No, it wasn't.
No,
L wasn't
on the floor.
It didn't get put on the floor.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
Martha.
Okay.
Just
Frank.
Clarify, Kate, if we're done with that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the meeting with Congressman Reed. Can you say again what was the was there a date and then the date was canceled?
I had set it. We had set it up. They had told me December 17th at 3:30, and then the budget meeting got moved from Christmas Eve to that date. What was proposed was the same day, but 1:30 or 2:00. Not confirmed yet, but I guess if anybody, can anybody check? Would they be able to come 1:30 or 2:00 on December 17th to see Congressman Reed? Yes, no, anybody interested?
This is to Reed.
To see Reed, he would be here. Yeah.
At 1:30 or 2:00.
I proposed 1:30 or 2:00 to his district director, and he was going to get back to me.
What day is that?
The 17th.
Which is a
Monday. So 2 is preferable?
For me.
That certainly, you know, goes, that gives an hour and a half before budget. I think that's okay, right?
Well, I can hang around for the afternoon.
All right, I will write to him and suggest 2:00 that day. And confirm that and let you know.
Thank you.
All right. Motion to adjourn?
Oh.
What? Wait a minute. What? We don't have minutes.
I have
a question before that.
Brian and then Pat?
Are we done with the discussion on the Lincoln movie? Because I haven't seen it yet.
You'll probably get there for the 9:00 show.
Although I did enjoy the testimonial from Frank and Peter. I take you guys probably knew him personally, didn't you?
Pat has a serious question, I can tell.
Peter, I think we have to defend ourselves here a little bit.
I don't know about you, Frank, but I didn't.
I may have just missed this, but did we do the appointment? Do we have that? I have an application here for an advisory board appointment.
I don't have one in my packet. Oh, Kathy Covert, we need you.
This was in my red folder.
What's the name?
Is it for PDAC? It says PDAC up there in the corner.
But it was in my folder tonight, so I don't know what that means.
Okay. We didn't have any appointments. It might be leftover from the last meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have it.
Okay. All right.
They're trying to trick you, Pat.
I think we're ready for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Second, move. Second, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, Will.